Bonjour Andrea, bonjour Oiseau.
Bonjour everybody.
Good morning everybody, good morning Renaud and Oiseau. Today is Monday the 27th of January.
Republic Day.
26th of January, we are always
bravo,
wrong.
Hein,
on va te donner les dates alors la prochaine fois.
Yeah, Republic Day and we skipped the last Friday because Renaud wasn't well and now she's better.
Everything was happening at the same time. The radio studio was also under repair and I was also under repair.
Yes.
So and now we are looking at a wonderful separation wall with fiberglass, insulation, da-da-da that has been put in. So that's all a really wonderful thing that has happened, and we're looking how to illuminate further this wall, which is really beautiful.
Yes, so we want to thank some donors that gave funds to make our work. We have been able to collect so far 20,000 rupees out of the 60,000.
Our brother, our supporter, our best friend, musician, man in New York.
He will be here soon with us, we hope. Amando from New York that gave 30% of our needs. So now we are looking for 40,000 rupees more to pay all the work that has been already done by Ricardo and will be finished tomorrow, we hope, with the painting work.
Carlos is now going to take up the painting,
yes.
the puttying and
yes, so thank you so much for donating and please donate it more so we are going to finalize
and
our
let's
project.
Repeat the strange numbers for our radio account.
Yes, 251369, this is our radio account.
And that's internal, and if you're outside you go to Orville.org
Orville.radio/donate and there will be all the information that you need to give money through external credit cards or whatever way you may have to give money.
So what's up this week? What have you guys have been thinking? I have in front of me some news and notes, but I had also some kind of more esoteric thoughts this morning.
Yeah, before to begin with the esoteric side, I will say that the radio is always looking for Rovilians and volunteers and guests to join us to implement our project. So everybody is welcome to give a call to our phone number 262-3331 or pass by in the morning time is better to meet with us and share their knowledge and time.
And we need everything. We need architects, journalists, artists, any kind of person that wants to come, because there's several other projects that are always happening here under the radio that need to be followed up.
Yeah, so this is it. This is our long announcement today, and let's start the dance.
The dance.
Eh bien, bon, ok, let's start. So finally, so what's happened exactly this 10 days ago? You know?
For me personally, I stayed at home because I wasn't feeling so well. So for 10 days, I don't know too much. I know there's a lot of things. There was a retreat in Oroville. There's been Aroma Revi who has come and they've been doing every Monday some sessions. I think Monica...
Yeah, there are a workshop that is happening also today. Started 2 days ago with Monica Sharma for preparing this long event that will happen more or less in mid of March. But we are not very clear about it yet, so we want to postpone the date where we are going to discuss a little bit further in details, because we are unprepared. We don't really know.
Which events?
This Oroville retreat that is going to happen, I think, 12 or 13 or 14 of March, if I'm not wrong, Reno, you remember the date?
Something like that.
Something like that.
I don't know, there's also the Oroville, what is Oroville festival in Chennai that will be happening around then.
Yes.
So I'm wondering if, I can't remember what exact dates there were. I'm sorry, I don't have much information about this. I've been a bit out of it.
You know nothing today, huh?
Oh, I know.
It's incredible. So I am in New York, I want to know something about Oroville, what I learned, I have to give money. After what's happened, there is a wall. After, there is a retreat, but we don't know the date. There is something in Chennai, but we don't know. Yeah. So what's happened today in this off-the-cuff? I want to know.
So for sure, we are surely without entry service. That for me, it's very painful because as Oroville, I'm looking forward to make this community richer and richer, having more people. And that for me is again a very painful situation where we have people that are coming from abroad and they are not able to meet the entry service because the entry service, for some good reason, decided to stop the work. So
I think they said there was the volume of work and no new recruits, and that that they were dealing with all the pending cases, but they couldn't process any new cases. So in fact, they have effectively closed down to any new cases while they're still working doing the old cases. But I think, you know, the bigger question in this, Andrea, it brings out all our sort of systems of help and control that we've put up have become a kind of, as it were, plagued with a kind of Orville spirit that's not really representative anymore.
I think this is quite old system. It may work exactly. Maybe 10 or 15 years ago when the community was much smaller in number and there were more time to dedicate to the few newcomers that maybe they were knocking on the door of Orville, but at the time we cannot afford to have the same kind of system in place because it doesn't match with the number of people that comes. They want to join us from India and from all over the world. So most probably the system that has been put in place maybe, I don't know, 20 years ago. I'm not sure when the entry service has been done in that way. When I came, it was already like that, 12 years ago. So probably now it's not sufficient. The system is not perfectly matched with the kind of community that...
So maybe that's also a reason why nobody wants to come forward, really, because nobody wants to continue sustaining a system that one doesn't really believe in. But the question is, what is the system that one believes in? And that was what comes more about values, I suppose.
Yes, but you see, the problem is more global. The situation is more global. So we need to see the problem globally. It's all what I can say this morning. It's already big directions. And what is the global problem? This is the problem we need to speak today.
Well, this is a talk about Orville. If we're working on a human unity project, actually, now we're hiding a lot behind institutional and we're putting a lot of value on infrastructure and outside, you know, the vanity of appearance, as it were, because it seems like the inner values of Orville are harder to measure, see, manifest, which are actually not systems, but they're values. They're like... efforts in being.
Yeah, probably also it's not simple to simplify it to words or concept that people they can understand, because when you're talking about deep values of Orville and a lot of values are really present, it's difficult to make it understandable in a simple way. For problem of simply find the right words to explain. It's also Orville. What we perceive of Orville is just the point of the iceberg. There is a big root under the iceberg that go deep into the ocean and is connected with the dream of Orville. There are a lot of people that are working for Orville that are not in any announcement in news and note. They doesn't have any website or they doesn't come to the radio to say they do meditation. And so it's a spiritual community and we are here to make the human unity. And a lot of people probably, they're doing this kind of work in the silent of their own room.
In their own rooms, exactly. But one wonders, at some point, wouldn't that have to be more...
Anyway, it's a long-term problem. Okay. And for the moment, the entry group is closed.
Yeah.
So what we can do to open it?
Discuss all of these things that we're talking about, notre vraie raison d'être.
Bon, okay. So tomorrow it will be still closed.
Yeah.
So for how long do you think it will be closed?
That is not our hands.
Would you like to suggest to make a little annex entry group and we process people and papers and take in all the...
Oh, no. I don't want to take this responsibility personally. No, I want to stay in my forest. This is the problem that it is open.
How about you, Andrea?
I'm ready to speak, but I want to do nothing.
I have a little idea. I'm saying that probably my visioning of the entry group should be a little bit wider, deeply rooted in the community. So the people that are joining Orville, they will be processed.
By the people who they're joining with.
Yes, helping the entry service will help these people to find the right place, and the people that are sitting in this place, they will take care of them.
Yeah,
like we have done for the radio. I think we had 20 people become Orovillian, myself either, and I helped so many people, and I will be so happy to help all other people to come and understanding Oroville, the values of Oroville, and make them understand what is the doctor or whatever, and the entry probably can be just an interface
issue.
Between
exactly.
The Oroville Foundation and this person, because as it is, the paperwork is not only that one done by the entry service, but also the judgment that I had to meet is very difficult to do. I'm really scared to do any kind of judgment, but giving in the end of 3 or 5 people, it doesn't make me more happy than I'm now. I will be say, okay, much better if you have 100 or 200 people that is involved. So if you do mistakes, we will do less mistakes if it's concentrate this power in 5 people. Not because these 5 people are bad people, but simply because it's difficult.
So then each person with their own particular version of Oroville generally join these channels of help. And then comes the interpretation of what they believe is right, and there comes also the impossibility rather than the possibility.
Mm. Sure, that's my point, to facilitate this process through more persons that are engaged in the real Oroville, working in Oroville. And
in fact, if I understood, the entry group is the community of Oroville, in fact.
And the entry group now is deciding who is good.
Normally, I remember when I arrived, it was the community, the entry group. And we have only 4 or 5 people that was helping for paper.
Yeah, it's more, probably now it's not anymore like that. It's more these people that are sitting there, they have the decision power, if they like or not, I don't know, but they had it. So they take decision, you come and you don't come for different reasons. So I will say it's better if we give this power back to the community, make them decide if it's good or not, and then for special cases there will be maybe to discuss in some special meeting for newcomer or whatever. As it is, it's just in the end of few person, this hard work, and I'm not blaming them. They are closing the service because they have so many work to do, so much people to follow. So yeah, for sure it doesn't work.
Okay. Another topic.
So I'm just curious about this international zone 2 groups that are showing up in our reality in Oroville. What's going on? Reno, you have any clue about it?
No, I can only guess, and what I guess is very unverifiable. But I can imagine that there's one design idea that wants to process and move on and in global, you know, move towards Darkali and working on that. And I imagine that there were some people that were working in a different way that have left the group, in fact. So I don't know where it's at.
Okay, so actually the Oroville International Zone has 2 groups. It's a strange situation.
We will see what's happening.
We will see what happened. And then what about the water? We have this week a problem with residents of the residential zone complaining because it was digging a borewell in the night. And
next to the elephant tower, yes, I heard. Yes, I heard these problems.
It was people residing there were not happy, especially that nothing was say about the work that were going to happen and running 24 hours a day for 5-6 days. So I don't know if this kind of attitude.
So Lavenir definitely needs somebody to do their communication.
Yeah, but it's not Lavenir. It seems the water service or whatever is the name. I don't remember.
Yeah, exactly. It's Oroville Water Service.
It's also a very bad name because there was already Abri Oroville Water Maintenance Service.
So it's a matter of respect of some basic right of people knowing what's going to happen nearby his house in the middle of the night, because everybody need to take a rest in the night. Or if they know that there is no way to make rest, maybe they go for meditate and they will spend their time doing
retreating
or whatever, but not saying anything. It's not going anywhere in Oroville and not even in the rest of the world. So, yeah, this is my last point of my note.
I heard that there was also some problem with the quality of water. More and more. There is more and more question.
Quality of water? That has to do with the sludge ponds. Is that what you're talking about?
No, not at all. The quality of the water.
And yeah, it's decreasing the quality and also the quantity of water.
Oh, you mean having a lot of
there is something in
calcium.
Yes. It was this new borewell is for the reason of exactly the quality of the water is decreasing.
So they're going deeper, maybe.
I don't know what they are doing, but for sure it's for tackle this problem that is very important. I think water in order.
But probably from his point of view, he says, I'm doing something to solve the problem, so this is an inconvenience that we have to put up with. But you're right, communication would have been helpful.
Absolutely.
There is a potter's market happening at the visitor center, and the cover of the news and notes is a very meticulously drawn thing by Lele. Do you know about the dates on that? I think it's in February.
I haven't seen it yet because I was busy
with the wall.
With the wall construction last week, so I haven't really had the time to go through the news and notes that we skipped, by the way, also our posting because we were busy, and so we want to say sorry to our follower that we were not present there. But again, Reno was out of station because she was not well, and the working of this wall was
did taking. Not permit the time. Anything else, Waz?
I think for today, I think it's enough. No, we can speak of many things, but today is the Republic Day, so just this morning I got the feeling to say thank you to India.
Absolutely.
To India about this wonderful gift that they authorized us to have this project of Auroville. So I was in kind of love for India, like that, this incredible country, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Maximum respect. And it's, I believe, true. It's the only place where a place like Auroville may grow, because it's so rich in diversity and so open somehow, in spite some difficulties also. India is a great country.
Yeah, they also the notion of republic.
Yeah.
Republic of India.
For a Frenchman, that's important.
You know, not only for a French, I know the Italian. You know.
But I had the same thing driving in the morning, and it had just rained a few days ago, and the sun was just coming up, and a cow, and the soft light, and it's true, it's really magical.
I want to complain about the rain.
Yeah, why happened the rain?
The
because
rain
normally
great.
There is no rain.
Yes, in January.
There is no rain. We can do a theater in the street, we can do for 4 months without to flip about the rain or
but
not.
But luckily,
you had
no theater planned. So
there was, not me, but it was the Shakespeare.
Yeah. Shakespeare in visitor center.
And then Shakespeare. And I will never go to see Shakespeare, I understand nothing. But they have nice costume. Sometimes I'm surprised by the...
We saw Giorgio's pictures. Fancy.
By the costume. So theater for me, it's a kind of costume...
Parade.
Parade, huh, apparently. What?
Sure.
You like Shakespeare?
I understand very little, like you. I'm Italian, you're French, so my Shakespeare experience, it's moving like
yeah,
your
I
pictures.
I start to be very truly with Shakespeare. It's enough. It's enough.
So we want again to conclude, say thanks so much, India, to all.
Yeah,
all
we
all
love here. India. Thank
and,
you, India.
It's Republic Day, so happy Republic Day to
everyone
all
and all our listeners.
And thank you so much for listening us.
Bye, arrivederci.
And maybe we will speak on Friday if everything will be fine. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Au revoir.
Welcome.